My name is Jaden Amilibia, and I'm a third-year medical student here at SAM. What being Latina means to me is emboldening the seeds of the grit and determination that my family name has planted for so many generations. Growing up, my family name has always been extremely rare and has generated a lot of conversation about my heritage, but the one thing that I've really loved about it is the lack of kind of the understanding of where it's come from. Since I don't really know what the meaning of my last name is, my family has always joked around that it's just a derivation of the word familia, which I think is incredibly fitting for being a Latina. But being Latina means the family that someone needs, and not forgetting the family that got you to where you are now. I think medicine only really popped into my head when I was 8 or 9 years old. My parents never really forced me into one particular career path, but they always told me to love what I do and love who I serve, and to be good at it. I knew I wanted to pursue medicine when I got to about the 5th grade and we were able to dissect a cow's heart for the first time. I remember loving the science behind it and my dad telling me that there was no better machine than the body itself, and I grew up continuing to love math and science classes, but I also always went to all of my parents' and siblings' medical appointments with them. And I remember being treated so kindly by the physicians even at a young age. Those physicians and my parents helped fuel my fire for loving medicine, and with that kindness plus my own love for human physiology, they put me on the path to where I am today. I've come across my own health conditions as I've gotten older and moved throughout high school, college, and even now in medical school. When I was younger and in the care of my parents, they did everything that they possibly could to afford to do to take care of myself and my siblings with their non-medical understanding. However, the more research, studies, and guidelines that I've learned about as I've moved through medicine, I've only become more frustrated with the lack of patient education and the red tape that bars patients from achieving their optimal healthcare outcomes, including my own. So after I graduated college, I decided to work in a urogynecology clinic during my gap years, and I did both clerical and clinical work. And when it became available, I helped administer the first couple rounds of the COVID-19 vaccinations. I realized that what I did after college were decisions that benefited not only my life, but my family's life and my future patients as well. And I feel that this is even more reinforced for me now when I'm working out in rotations and I'm able to translate for my Spanish-speaking patients. There's a certain light that shines in those patients' eyes or even their family members' eyes when they know that they're being understood by their provider. And I can't explain it unless you're able to see it for yourself or you know exactly what I'm talking about. But that light is so rewarding because you directly contribute to that glow, and it's something I don't think I'll ever get used to, but I know I never want to let go of. The advice I give is actually a quote that I really resonate with, and I hope is true, but it says that one day you will tell the story of how you've overcome what you're going through now, and it will become part of someone else's survival guide. And I really do hope that it's true for whomever listens to me saying this now, because this all, too, will pass. I think finding strong friendships in your undergraduate pre-med groups, especially during medical school, is vital. I went to SMU in Dallas for undergrad, and there's not a really large pre-med society out there, but the friends and the mentors that I met and stayed in contact with were the only people who were truly the ones to get me through the lows and the hardships of the journey that is medicine. They are the ones that were able to support me and get me to the other side, because those people will be your cheerleaders as much as they will be your reality checks. I had to retake my MCAT and had to take gap years, and it felt like such a defeat. And my parents were nothing but supportive, but almost super optimistically so. And with them not knowing any better with how medicine or the process works, it almost felt sickeningly supportive. And I felt like I was internally letting them down, and they would never know that I was letting them down, or they would never show that I was letting them down. But those friends and those mentors in medicine who were already super busy themselves in medical school at that time were able to pick me up and work with me and get me to where I am today. And now they're all doctors, and soon I will be too. And then after me will be you. So if you just keep going and keep reaching out to those people who got you through the hardest parts of undergrad, will be the people to get you through the hardest parts of medical school and life. Just keep going.